You are listening to the weekly podcast of Renovate Life Church of God in MacArthur, Ohio. We pray you enjoy today's message.
Voice for the Lord, that's all I got. And so, I got something for you this morning. I believe it's directly from the Lord. If you'll turn in your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 2. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none, or no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary, Peninnah, also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? You ever had a grieved heart? Am I not better than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drank. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaiden, remember me and not forget thine handmaiden, but wilt give unto thine handmaiden a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. I want to help you this morning. I don't have any other agenda than to help you. So let's bow our heads and let's pray. We need to expect the supernatural. Dear Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, we ask that you fall on us, Lord. Just as your presence has been here in the praise and worship, Lord, I ask that you magnify that while I preach. Lord, I can't do anything without you, Father. And Lord, I humble myself before you, Father, so that you might touch your people, God. Bless them, Holy Spirit, move on them with your power and anointing, God, with your strength and your mercy. Lord, I pray, Father, the longtime sin that we can't seem to shake, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the supernatural sweep in and touch it. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord, for you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious holy name, everyone said. I tell you all the time that expectation is the birthplace of the supernatural. You got to expect something good before something happens. I was praying and the Lord gave me something. He said, tell my people, unpracticed truth is no better than false doctrine. Well, Pastor, what do you mean? We talk about the truth all the time. Well, we got the truth. We go to a church that preaches the truth and we believe in the truth. But if you never use it, it's no better than false doctrine. We need to not only experience the truth, we need to tell people about the truth, and we need to show people that we have the truth and we understand what the truth is. Expectation is the birthplace of supernatural experience. I spoke to a couple this week that is really going through a struggle. And God spoke to me and said, tell them my promise. Now, I'm telling you, this is a revelation. It was a revelation for me, and I hope it was a revelation for them. He said, tell them my promise is just as powerful as my presence. See, we want to feel his presence, but God wants us to believe in his promises. No, you're not getting it yet. I said we want to feel his presence, but God wants us to believe in his promise. He wrote 8,810 promises in the Word of God that if we can get in our soul, oh my God, his presence is just as powerful as his promise. You want to feel his presence? Then you got to get a hold of his promise. to give you scripture and verse for that, the Syrophoenician woman came up. She wanted the devil cast out of her daughter. And she said, he said, go thy way. The devil has gone out of thy daughter. He didn't go with her. He went off of one of his promises. You following what I'm saying? Now watch. He didn't have to go because his presence went before him. Listen, oh my God. He had already spoke the promise into existence. And the promise is the power of God. You can have a miracle and not feel a thing. Let me try one more time. Jesus would go. Or Jesus, there was a priest and he needed healing. And he wanted Jesus to go with him, but Jesus wouldn't go. And he said, the power is in my presence. I'll give you my promise. Go forth. Thy son liveth. But the guy wanted him to come. You can get a long distance miracle if you believe in the promise. You can get the power of God to move. You can have God come down. You can have something that's supernatural happen and never have. Why? Because I got the promise. I got the promise of God. If I know the promises of his word, it's woven into the fiber of my being. Oh, I'm telling you, it's the twisting and braiding of who he is into my weakness. Listen, it's the promise of God that touches and transforms and moves and motivates. God said, I'm not going to give you my presence, I'm going to give you my promise. My promise will do the same thing that my presence can do. You know, the church is pregnant with promises. No, yes, we are. You can sit there dead as a hammer if you want to. Israel was pregnant with promises, but they never went into the promised land. They died outside the promise. What? Listen, they died outside the promised land, waving their promise. We got a promise. We got a promise. But I'm telling you, if you never put your promise into use, then you're wasting your time. Why do you come to the house of God? Why do you come? Is it so that we can have a Facebook connection? No, it's so that God can get into the fiber of your being and transform who you are. If you never act on the promise can't help you. I got to tell you what I'm preaching on. I'm sick of the so-so. That's what we're talking about. There's a blessing that comes with being sick of something. The definition of sick, the first one, affected by physical or mental illness. Two, this is the one that we need to be. Sick of or intensely annoyed with or bored by something, a result of having too much of it, to be agitated, angry, or disgusted with. That's how the church people are. Well, we got too much church. Pfft. Are you kidding me? We got too much of the devil. We got too much of busy. We got too much of sin. We got too much of problem. We don't ever have too much of Jesus. There's a blessing that comes when you're sick of your situation, when you're sick of your struggle, when you're sick of the so-so. I'm sick of the so-so in my life. I'm sick of the so-so in my church. I'm sick of the so-so walking around in me. I need God to move. I want him to touch and transform and move on what I got left. Amen. You know, I've seen something about people who shaped America and Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white guy because she said, I'm sick of the standard. I'm sick of the so-so. And she started a movement that changed the whole world. Mary Jones, people better know her as Mother Jones, stood up because of the nasty working conditions in the factories, and it modernized the whole United States and the world. Why? Because you just get sick of some things. You get sick of some trouble you're going through. You get sick of the problems. I've dealt with this sin, Pastor, for years. You don't have to get sick of it, and you can get it out of you. You can get sick of your situation and bust a move. I don't know when I'm coming out of this. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know it's going to happen. You following what I'm saying? You see the mindset there? God, I know that you're going to heal me. I know that you're going to touch me. I don't feel like it right now, and Lord, I really don't look like it, but I know that you're going to move. Walter Francis Wright got sick of the way people of different nationalities were being treated and decided to stand up and say, not today, Junior. I'm telling you, God will move when you say, I'm sick of the so-so. I'm sick of the mediocrity that I'm living in. I'm sick of the mundane routine of every day. I'm not getting to you. I'm not touching you, Lord. I need your touch. I need your power. I need the supernatural. Oh, my goodness. Martin Luther King stood up one day. Said, I'm sick of the segregation. He's quoted as saying, our lives begin to end the day that we become silent about things that matter. My goodness. Pastor, why are you preaching all these people? I'm going to give you another one. Mahatma Gandhi was a professor and a lawyer who turned the British government upside down over some cultural issues. They threw him off a train trying to kill him because the British government didn't like him, and it led to an insurrection. Why? Because he stood up and said, I'm sick of the so-so. I'm sick of the mediocrity. I'm sick of being stuck in this situation. And he stood up and caused an insurrection. I'm telling you right now, if you will just bust a move and let God touch you, you can start a revolution. You have the ability to get right and get sick of some things in your life. Get sick of what's going on in the church. Get sick of what's going on in your ministry. Yeah, I said that, your ministry, because every person sitting in the house should have a ministry. The Bible says you are a minister. You are there to proclaim the gospel. You are to house His presence and reflect His glory. You are there to bless and lift up and, oh my God, and declare who He is to the nations. I'm sick of the so-so. Get sick of what's going on in your home. It's a blessing to get sick of something. You understand that? For those of you not amening and looking straight ahead, let me get on your level. Anybody besides me get sick of a leaky faucet? A hose that gets kinked? I almost lost my mind a few days ago. I needed new mats for my car. My car's old. But I love it. I went and got the cheap ones. You ever got the cheap mats? They don't have those little pricklies on the bottom. Now listen, they will cause you to lose your Christianity. I slid that thing in the car. I thought it looks real good. I almost took a picture of a floor mat. I stepped on that thing. Next thing I know, it's up under the gas pedal. Next thing I know, it's on top of the brake. Now I go to get out of the car, it's flopped in the door, and I can't close the door. And in my spirituality, I went, ah! And I grabbed them things, and I flung them to the back of the car, and I got over to the Walmart, and I said, look, you, I hate these things. And the guy looked at me, he said, I didn't buy them. I said, get me some of them with them little pricklies on the back. And he flipped them over and said, man, these things are junk. I said, yeah! Because it'll cause you to lose your mind. Lord, help me. I'm trying to show you something. When God's trying to set you free from some things, you got to push some things out of your life. You got to get rid of some things that aren't working the way that they're supposed to work. Nothing will change until you confront the issue. As long as you tolerate it. As long as you let it get stuck under the gas pedal, it'll hold you hostage. You follow what I'm saying? But when you reach the point of, I am sick of this. I'm sick of the mediocrity. I'm sick of the so-so. I'm sick of the way I am. I'm sick of my level of spirituality. I'm sick of my prayer life. Oh, my God. I'm sick of the inconsistencies of my life. Then God will show up and He will say, I'm the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I want to reach into your situation and touch you because you're sick of it. That's the blessing. Lord, help me. You get sick of the so-so, something's going to change. It'll overwhelm you. It'll burden you until it bursts something in you. And you scream and you holler and you yell. Sometimes you cry and you moan and you weep. Anyone besides me ever have an extension cord that only works part of the time? We got to, you probably know by now, and you should be buying more of them just because I own it, but we own an inflatable company. And we got this cord that we've taken out of the trailer multiple times. But somehow, every time that we get to an inflatable setup, we got that cord. And you plug it in, and it works fine, and you don't know. And you're over here, and you're doing something else, and you're blowing those bubbles up, and all this stuff is happening, and all of a sudden that inflatable deflates. And you get over there, and you start to check the cords, and it's that cord. How did that cord get back in the trailer? How in the world? We've taken it out of the trailer 473 times, and it made it back 474. Lord, help us. As long as you feel like you're going to repair it, you'll keep it instead of replace it. Why? Because we don't want to confront anything. I don't have time to repair it. I don't. And even if I could, I probably don't know how. Anybody besides me have a Sawzall that only works half the time? You're right in the middle of the board and that thing cuts off. You know what I do? You ask my boys, Dad, how can you be a Christian? I grabbed that thing one day and went, slam. He said, you're supposed to be a Christian. Why are you acting that way? I said, I ain't using that thing again, and I want to make sure that I don't pick it up. And it busted into 106 pieces. I got the broom and swept it up, threw it away. Well, maybe Luke did. I'm sick of the situations that I'm in. I'm sick of the leaky faucets. I'm sick of the leaky roof. Until you get sick of it, your roof's going to leak. Until you get sick of the screen door that don't close, it's going to. Until you get sick of laying in the bed that hurts your back, you're going to continue to lay in the bed that hurts your back. You got to be sick of some things. I don't want to upset you, but if your church is dead as a hammer, it's time to stop tolerating that. I'm sick of the so-so. If you're not having a move of God in your life every time you walk through the doors, then you better get you a new place to worship. You're not supposed to say that from a platform. You're the pastor here. Well, I want us to worship. I want us to praise. I want us to find God. I want us to experience the supernatural. I don't want us to sit in our brokenness. I don't want us to sit in our messed up situation. I don't want us to tolerate anything. I want us to let God have it so God can move. Lord, help me. It's time to be sick of it. Just like Hannah of old. She got sick of the so-so in her life. What was her so-so? Barrenness. We got a lot of barrenness around us. Well, my husband left me. My wife left me. My kids are demons. I can't seem to get a hold of them. One is like a whirlwind and Tasmanian devil. And I can beat the brakes and the rotors off the little brat. Nothing ever happens. Well, sometimes you got to go to God. Amen. I'm sick of the so-so. God is telling Renovate Life it's time to summons the supernatural. That's the key. Hannah got sick of Peninnah popping out kids like rabbits. Every time they turn around and have relations, she's pregnant. Hannah's barren. She's barren. She's dusty barren. Oh, my goodness. Finally, her husband says, listen, I understand that you're a little depressed. Here's some money. Go to Walmart. Have some fun. That's what he did. He offered her money. She said, I don't want no money. I want a baby. And her husband couldn't help her. Listen to me. Sometimes your wives and your husbands can't help you. Sometimes you got to go, well, I've got this problem that's bigger than I am. Do you? Guess what? Every person sitting in this room, it's an epidemic. We all got problems. We all got sin. But here's the thing. The only person that can fix that is the guy that died on the cross for you. His name is Jesus. His name is Jehovah Jireh. His name is Provider. If his name is Provider, then I'm going to let him provide for me. She wanted a baby. Her husband couldn't help her. There's something wrong with her body. She says, I'm going to get desperate. I'm going to go to God because I'm sick of this same old turmoil in my life. Sometimes you can't phone a friend.
Oh, listen to me. Sometimes you can't get a hold of your prayer partner. Sometimes you can't buy a James Dimmel CD that's going to turn your life around. Sometimes you got to get behind. Listen, sometimes you got to get in the house when you're all by yourself and you got to pull the blinds and you got to throw yourself on that green shabby carpet you've had for 37 years and you got to cry and you got to pray and you got to fall on the presence of God. You got to let snot pour out of your face and say, God, I can't do this anymore. I can't stay where I'm at. I'm sick of the mediocrity of my life. I need the supernatural. Some of you doing that Statue of Liberty impression need to get sick of that. Need to get sick of the fact that your praise is not working very good. You don't change a job until you get sick of it. You're going to make a commitment to minister until you get sick of the situation you're in. You hear me? You got to challenge this so-so in your life. The areas that are not working. You got to say, come hell or high water, I'm sick of the so-so. I will not tolerate this anymore. I'm going to bust a move. I'm going to make the change. I'm going to get to Jesus. I don't care how long it takes me. I'm going to push. I'm going to fight. Listen, the woman with the issue of blood, she tolerated as long as she could. Then when she got down on her hands and knees and she began to crawl through the dusty, muddy, nasty, gravelly road, she got to the place, I'm sick of the so-so. I'm sick of dealing with these things in my life. If I can just touch him, if I can just press past the mundane. See, that's where we're at, church. The Bible says the spirit of Antichrist doth already work. It's working on you because it can keep you in the mundane. And if it can keep you in the mundane, if it can keep you in the mediocrity, you'll never get the blessing of changing what God wants changed in your life. It's a blessing for God to come and say, get rid of the so-so. It's a blessing for God to come and say, move out of the mediocrity. I'm telling you right now, God has something for each and every person in this place. But you got to be in alignment for your assignment. She had to press. I'm doing pretty good today. Church, don't worry about the people that are super glued to their seats. They wouldn't get up if Jesus walked by. I want to talk to our young people for just a moment. I'm not being rude, but young people, you need to get sick of going to church where nothing happens. You need to get sick of not being able to break through the veil and allow the Lord to touch you. Amen. You need to get sick. Let me just talk to you for a minute. You need to get sick of coming to youth group and only God, you're only being able to pray through to God once a year. Listen, I'm telling you that there is a power that comes with being a child, being a young person reared in the presence of God, because there's something that you begin to feel when you allow God to touch you. And if that ain't happening, you should go somewhere that is. Get sick of not praying until you get an answer on a regular basis. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be upon my lips. Are you following what I'm saying? Someone needs to shout. Someone needs to praise. Someone needs to cry. Someone needs to declare, He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the balm of Gilead. Oh, He is my trumpet. Oh, He is my spear. He's my bow that goes before me. He is my shield and my buckler. Oh, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the supernatural stepping into your life. You know what this message is really about? As I read through the Bible, God was sick of the rampant sin in the world, so He sent the flood. Oh, it gets better. God got sick of the sin in Sodom and Gomorrah, so He sent the fire. You hear me? He comes down Himself and blesses us. When God got sick of the devil dominating people and beating them half to death with disease and fear and anxiety and worry. Any of you there? Some of you are there right now. Pastor, I've got so much anxiety, I can't help myself. That is of the devil. When God gets sick of it, he comes down and he begins to bless us. Well, when heaven gets sick of what is going on the earth, the incarnation took place. Well, what's the incarnation, Pastor? Jesus died on a tree so that you might have life. He said that I have come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. I come to say, listen, these are things Jesus said. I come to set the captive free. I come to loose people. I come to bless people. I come to heal people. I come to transform the lives of people. I'm sick of the so-so, so I had to step into this broken, messed up sewage world and touch people that couldn't help themselves. You know, I try to be like those proper pastors. In every generation, he raises up men and women who are gladiators of the faith. Well, what are those gladiators? They are sick of the so-so that is going on in their life. Where are those gladiators right now in MacArthur, Ohio? Because he's raised them up. Are you a gladiator for the faith? Are you a general of the faith? Well, Pastor, I don't really feel like I am. I got aches in my body. I've got issues. Get sick of feeling bad all the time and call on the Lord. You don't need energy drinks. You don't need a special pill. You need something that's called supernatural power from on high. I'm sick of what is going on. I come to defeat the devil. Is that making any kind of holy sense to anybody? The only way that you get saved is by being sick of your sin. I was in the lobby a few days ago waiting to get some parts. I was praying and I was asking the Lord because I had sat there a while. Lord, speak to me. Let your Holy Ghost come down. And I promise you, he spoke to me. I know some of you don't believe that, but that's your problem. And God said, Harakiri, and I could see it in my mind's eye. To my knowledge, I've never seen this word in my life. I didn't know what it was. And so I had some time and I looked it up because I could see it. Have you ever had that come to you? I'm not saying it was like an audible vision. I wasn't looking over top of the lady's desk and I didn't see it written on the wall. It was in my mind's eye. This is what it means. Self-destruction, self-slaughter, or suicide. I looked it up. It was a Japanese word. I thought, Lord, why you got to speak Japanese to me? Don't I not get English? That's exactly what I thought. I lie not. And I began to seek the Lord. What does this mean? Couple days later, after praying over it and thinking about it, God spoke to me again. And he said, people who commit suicide or the people who experience salvation, they are both sick of their life. The only difference in the person who commits suicide, they throw their life away. And the person who gets saved, oh God, they find my life. You got to find life in Jesus. That's who he is. I'm telling you, you could be sitting here and the devil could be telling you that your life is no good and that you got problems and that you just need to end it all. In the name of Jesus, turn your life to salvation because he'll fill you with fullness and he'll fill you with wholeness and he'll make you complete. Oh, Pastor, I've never been complete. Then you ain't found Jesus because he completed me. He made me whole. He spoke to me when no one else could speak to me. He set my feet on a firm foundation when I couldn't get anything firm in my life. Why do you act the way you do, Pastor? Because I know what I was. When I look at the scripture and I look at all these people that got sick of something, oh, God help me. God helps me. Has God just ever helped you? I need God's help. Listen, being sick of something, frustrated, disgusted, angry, upset, causes you. It's the catalyst for change. It causes you to change because I can't stay in my situation. You understand what I'm saying? You're not going to change until you become sick of where you are. All these people going to these dead, dry, dusty churches. Well, my grandma went there. She bought the pew I sat on. Well, unbolt that thing and bring it to a church with power. You hearing what I'm saying? There's people in the church that'll go down with the ship just because they've had 17 and a half generations go to church there. That's not what God expected. Now I'm going to tell you the other half of it. Let me step over here a little bit. Just because you get mad every now and then don't mean you got to run to the next church, because eventually, there's a lot of churches in my car, but eventually you're going to run out of churches. You know why? You're going to have so many issues and you're going to have so many burdens and you're going to be offended so much that you're not going to be able to get any help, because the offense will keep you from getting to God. I'm sick of the so-so in my life. Sometimes the only way you're going to get healed, oh my goodness, is when you become sick of being sick. I'm sick of the cancer. I'm sick of the diabetes. I'm sick of the emphysema. I'm sick of the heart problem. I'm sick of the COPD. I'm sick of the issue. Where's Jamie at? Do you know Jamie went to the doctor? He had diabetes, and they told him that his diabetes was this big. And he said, Lord, I need your help. He said, I haven't been the best in life. He told me this testimony. It's his, but I'm telling it. He said, I haven't been the best man in life, but God, I need you to heal me, and I need you to help me. And he said, the doctor gave me all this medicine. I started taking it. And it made me feel terrible, and I needed God to move. He said, I went back and told the doctor, you test my blood. And the doctor tested my blood. He said, I don't know what happened. I'll tell you what happened. It was a miracle of the power of God. I'm sick of the so-so in my life. I want God to touch me. I want God to move on you. I want to see this church filled with people that have prayed through, people that have been healed, people that have been touched, and God is doing it right now. Lord, help me. Everyone you find in the Bible who gets sick of it came to Jesus. You know what Jesus said? There you are. Jesus said, I can take care of that. I can fix your issue. See, I'm sick of it, so I need a fix. Well, I can get all kinds of fixes on this earth. I can get a fix with the spirit of the age, or I can get a fix that'll change my life. I only need one of them. His name is Jesus, and he'll touch me. No, mm-mm. All the church people are saying amen because they forgot that they used to be alcoholics. They forgot they used to be drug addicts. They forgot that they used to be addicted to pornography and whore around. Listen, I'm sick of us telling our church, well, God bless me. No, I was a whore, and I was broken, and I was messed up, and I was a drug addict. I was addicted, but God stepped into my life, and he changed my soul. That's the testimony. That's what's going to get people changed. That's where people's going to get healed, set free, and delivered. I want to stop right here because you're sitting in this room thinking this is ridiculous. I know somebody's here. God told me, Greg. This is ridiculous. I can't believe I go here. Fine. Go somewhere else. But in 10 years, when you're so busted and disgusted, don't run back and say, I wish I would have stayed there. Because I've seen many people leave the house of God. Not just this house, but I'm talking about houses that preach the truth. Because they want to run from the truth. They want to stay where they're at. I'm telling you right now, don't stay in your situation. Don't stick to the struggle that you have. Because Jesus will make you whole. And you can make fun of me all you want to. But I promise you this, under the power of God, God will make you pay for it. The Bible says they were sick of diverse diseases. Many different kinds of disease. Let me ask you, Renovate Life, what are you sick of? You know what the curse of Pentecost is? It's not golf. It's not fishing. It's not TV. It's not even the internet. It's none of that. It's that we have become adjusted to the sphere of second-rate spirituality in the church world today. That's right. It's good. It's not from me. It's from the Lord. And it is good. It's not that stuff. It's that we've been okay with setting in the mundane. We've been okay with folding our arms and saying, hey, I'm just going to church to get my shot in the arm. But God's not here for your shot in the arm. God's here to move in the supernatural. He's here to touch you in ways that you've never been touched. See, don't you understand? He doesn't work how you expect him to work. He doesn't speak the way that you expect him to speak. I'm telling you, he speaks in ways that you don't understand until you remove the veil. And then you're like, God, why couldn't I ever get that? Because you wouldn't listen. We expect business as usual. I'm going to tell you another thing, and I hope you do this for me. If your preacher can't preach good, then you go to prayer for him. Don't talk about him. I mean, it's okay if you talk about me because you're leaving somebody else alone. Don't leave the church. Don't go to another church. Well, Pastor, I'm telling you, that guy couldn't preach his way out of a wet paper sack. Then pray. God will plunge him into some power and some, I promise you, God will touch and transform and deliver and heal in ways that you never thought possible. God help me. I'm going to tell you, I would not set under most of the ministries in this community. Because you can never rise above what your leadership is. If your leadership is low spiritually, then you can't be high spiritually. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's a biblical principle. That's a promise that I'm talking about. We need to get a hold of the horns of the altar. We need to ask God to anoint that man that's on the pulpit every place in this community. I don't care if they talk like you. I don't care if they don't do somersaults off the front. Not everybody's goofy like me. We need to pray until God shows up. Move on them, Lord. Touch them. Pour your spirit upon them. Allow God to move. Let this man see the power of God until he changes. Inspire him, Lord. Let the supernatural hit him. Well, Pastor, why would I do that? Because they will get sick of the so-so, and you will get sick of the so-so too. So it helps them, and it helps you. I need something from God. Do you? You're not going to get free of Satan's devices, putting up with that dirtbag and tolerating his junk. I'm not a virgin voice up here. I've had issues in my life. I've had trouble. I've been sick. But I had to reach out to God, and I had to give a lot of it to God. Lisa, you ever had to just give it to God because you're not big enough to handle it? We just got to give it to him. God, I've got this issue. I've got this problem. Some of you are closet drunks and you don't know what to do. I'm telling you what to do. You smash every bottle in your house and you call upon the Lord. Oh, I feel it. It's coming upon me. I need a drink. I need a drink. I need a drink. That's how we act. That's exactly how we act in the spirit. I got to have it. I got to have it. That is the devil. Oh, I got to have that pill. I got to have it. I got to have it. I got to have it. I know somebody that is so messed up about their pills, they shake their bottles to check and see if by sound if there's enough in there. Now, you're a total nut if you can hear them by sound. You know the story. Hannah went to the temple. She said to God, I am sick of my situation. Hear me. She's sick of the situation. I want a baby. I can't get Flash to help me. So you've got to show up and help me. Eli is lazy. He's about as spiritual as a dead dog. The Bible said that. Not that he was a dead dog. But he damns and condemns Hannah because she's praying. and nothing's coming out, but her lips are moving. No sound. He says, put away the Jack Daniels and the IPA. That's what he said to her. What is wrong with you? That's what he said to her. She said, and he said, preacher, I'm a woman with a sorrowful heart. I've poured my heart before the Lord. Listen, your situation may not be the same as her situation. Your struggle may not be the exact same as her struggle. She said, I want a child from the Lord. And Eli said some simple words. Grant your request, or the Lord grant your request. The next verse, 1 Samuel 1:18. And she said, let thine handmaiden find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat. Her countenance was no more sad. Did you catch it? She had a promise, but she wasn't pregnant. She acted like she was going to get pregnant. She acted like she was going to give birth to a miracle. The Bible says she went her way no more sad. Why? Because she got persuaded. Listen, persuaded. That's your answer. The answer is on the way. I'm persuaded that God's going to do it. The victory is on the way, church. The victory is on the way, person sitting in the pew. I may not have it right now, but I'm persuaded. When you're persuaded, you're sick of the so-so. You've done everything you can do. Now you have to leave it to God. The victory is on its way. Your deliverance is just around the corner. Your chance to allow God to move has paid off. Don't you understand? You got to act like it happens before it happens sometime. Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my lips. If I feel bad, I'm going to praise. If I feel terrible, I'm going to pray. If the doctor tells me some bad news, I'm going to praise. If I can't get what I think I should get, I'm going to pray. If I'm praying and I don't hear God calling, I'm going to pray again. Oh, if someone dies that I've prayed for, I'm going to stand up and pray again. Sometimes you got to act crazy. I'm all about protocol. But sometimes you got to slap protocol in the head and take a risk. Stop what you're doing. Say, I'm sick of the so-so. You know, we enjoy what we call the United States of America because some colonists got sick of the tyranny of Great Britain. Taxation without representation. Kind of sounds like where we're at today. I think we should all pack up and move to Hawaii. Listen, when you get sick, what they do? They got sick of something. And it gave birth to a revolution. It gave birth to an insurrection. What is going to happen to the church if they decide that I'm sick of the so-so? I'm sick of tolerating this stuff. I'm sick and I need to get a hold of God. I'm sick and I got to allow God to bless me. I'm sick and I need a healing. I'm going to pray until I change my church. I'm going to pray until that pastor can preach. I'm going to pray until the anointing falls. I'm going to pray until my life is different. I'm going to pray until my child is healed. I'm going to pray until God shows up. I'm going to pray for every denomination. I'm going to pray for every church. God, help me. You know the saints have a lot of power? That's you. We don't call you saints in today's society because we want to dumb down the church. But do you know in the old church we called each other brother and sister? You know why? We were brother and sister in the Lord. I'm not saying you got to call me Brother James, but I'd like it better than Brother Jim Bob. I'm going to let you go. The saints have power. Lord, I'm praying that my preacher is powerful. I'm praying for that dum-dum this morning. God, you know if he were on trial for being a preacher, he'd be found innocent. Help him. Teach him. Give him power. Hannah got sick of her situation. You know, I had a guy catch me, and I'm about to close. And he caught me off guard. Nobody's ever said this to me. He said, Brother James, he said, I want to be able to preach like you. I want to preach with your anointing and your power. And I said, you're a goof. I said, don't even talk like that. I love the sentiment. I thought that was great. Nobody's ever said that to me. It could make you puff up your chest. But here's the thing. He didn't fight my lions. He didn't slay my bears. He didn't pray over people that wouldn't listen. He didn't fight the issues that I had. He didn't overcome the obstacles. And so he'll never have my ministry. You'll never have my ministry. But you'll have your own ministry. And you'll fight lions that I'll never fight. And you'll slay giants that I'll never slay. And you'll be a gladiator for the faith if you allow God to move on your so-so. God help me. You got to get your own anointing. I've got my anointing. I've got what God gave me because the giants I slayed. You hear me? You got to weep my tears. You got to have my pain. You got to go through my issues. Lord, I'm telling you right now, in this day and age, in this new year, I'm sick of the so-so. I don't want to go through church as usual anymore. I don't want to stop and just allow people to walk in and out the doors like a revolving door with no change, no transformation. I want to see the power in the church where people run to the altar again. I want to see God move in ways that people don't understand anymore. I want to see people healed just at the altar with no influence of any man on their life, and I want to see him scream out, God helped me. You got to learn how to deal with hatred and rejection and resentment. I've been beat up. I've went through some storms, but I'm still here. You're still here. Oh, I don't think you get it. I'm still praying, and I'm still believing, and I'm still calling on the Lord, and I'm still praying over Benton County, Ohio, and I'm still praying for the people of God, and I'm still standing with you, and I'm still unifying together. I'm still here. Are you still here this morning? If you're still here, you've got victory. If you're still here, oh, you've got a presentation to tell. Somebody come to the piano. You may be going through a mess, but I'm telling you, if you get sick of a few things, God will show up and move like he's never moved before in your life. God, I need you to move. Is there anybody in here like that? Don't think old church is about over. He's done. Thank God, I need you to move. I need you to move. I need you to move. If you just close your eyes and lift your hands, don't worry about the person next to you. God, I'm sick of a few things. Lord, show up and move like never before. Right now is the place to get that done.